Hi, do you want sex 24 hours a day? Ring this number.
That was our riff of the week. It's from As I Lay Dying, 94 hours. It's a riff and a half.
Yeah, good riff. Sorry about the intro. I got a little bit carried away because couldn't really think of an intro.
Yeah, we couldn't think of anything.
So I just thought I'd give you an insight of what I do other than this podcast, which is basically do voiceovers for like adverts. Yeah, like sex adverts. I've got a talent for it, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say
you
too.
It's not surprising that I get a lot of work doing that. Welcome to the podcast, number six.
Welcome to podcast number six.
Number six. It's been a journey.
Yeah, I can't believe we've done six.
I know, it's mad.
It's mad. Well, it's not really mad, but it is. But it's not.
Yeah, anyway, so what have we got coming up on the show, Ty? Let's just have a little run through.
I can read what it says, but I don't want to say it out loud.
You want to keep them guessing?
But, yeah, I'm not going to tell them what's going on.
Well, okay, we've got some songs coming up.
Really?
Brace yourself!
Whoa!
Oh my God, that was such a shock. I am so shocked by that enthusiastic.
I know.
By the way, that was from our last podcast, if you don't know.
That was shit. Can we just play the real thing, please?
No, we can't. Brace yourself!
Thank you.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, fine then.
Thank you.
We can play it. It's emo quote of the week, but we're not going to do the recommendations with the quote.
Because we're crazy like that, and we're just mixing things up.
But also because the quotes don't really go with the recommendations, and the riff and the quote, they're from songs, and recommendations are separate.
It's yeah, whatever, let's go, separately. Let's go.
Here it is. Let's take this knife, put it down your chest, does this feel like love? So let's take this knife and run it down your chest, does this feel like love? Very emo.
Yeah, that was a funeral for a friend, and that was for Akash, who's the biggest funeral for a friend whore in the world that I know.
Well, yeah, and that was from the song The End of Nothing. How can nothing end?
Crazy. Those guys, they're one step ahead.
Just, you know, Matt Davies.
Anyway. Yeah. Are we going to a song? Finally, are we going into a
finally
song?
Finally, a song.
We're going into a song.
That's a huge wait, but sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's well worth it. This is the receiving end of Sirens with Planning a Prison Break, I think. But don't quote me on that. So here it is.
Okay, we won't quote you on that. What's gone for lockdown, baby?
yeah, so that... Don't be a dick. That was my personal choice of the podcast. that was the receiving end of Sirens. And it is called Planning a Prison Break, so I was right all along. Aren't you happy? I'm happy. Charlie.
Yeah, we've got some shout-outs.
We're finally getting some love. I'm feeling the love.
Where is the love? It's here on our podcast. Technically, our MySpace page.
There's no excuse. There's no reason to sing that song.
No, there is.
There's not. Anyway.
I'm happy.
Anyway, go. Do you want to go? I can go. You can go.
I'll go. Marissa at the Disco. Don't know why I just sung that. But yeah, Marissa at the Disco. Go, Nathan.
Big up. Big up, Tings. I know you're from America. So I don't think that... She doesn't understand what that means, but...
She's just getting...
We highly respect you. Thanks for whoring us. We're whores.
We like to be whored. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for making a little thing to the whore thing.
It's just nice. People, so you know, some people are just nice people. I want to say hello to Mark. Hello. And Charlie.
To... Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
And who, Nathan?
To Ali Bally B.
I actually, by the way, Ali Bally B, I live next to Ali Pally.
She works there.
Ali Pally. That's short for Alexandra Pally.
Don't tell them where you live, man. They might like come around and kill you, like haters or something.
Well,
anyway.
There's like, it's surrounded by like several thousand houses. Not thousand, hundred houses.
Yeah, but people still get killed. People get killed every day.
Yeah, but they're not going to kill me unless, like, I slag them off, which I haven't.
You just slagged off her name.
No, I didn't. I just said it sounded like Ali Pally.
All right.
And that's that. And I just said I live near Ali Pally. It was your idea to the Ali Pally thing.
It wasn't my idea about the Ali
Pally. It was your idea.
I commented. I was just like, oh, why are you making us... I was just... I just said that her name sounded like Ali Pally. Which it does. Which is what you're saying. So it's all cool, innit? So it's fine. Yeah? Yeah? Charlie.
This next song is by Horse, Horse, Horse.
It's quite short, so don't fast forward it. I know what you people are like. Some people out there fast forward all the songs. Don't fast forward this one. It's short, to the point. Woo! Yeah, so just listen back to that song. Realise it's kind of mediocre compared to the rest of the stuff. But hopefully that'll get you to want more. You can check them out.
But we had to play that song because that was the only song
that was the only one
off the internet.
It was good. Don't get me wrong. We think it's good, but...
The rest of their songs are better.
Are better. More riffs. A bit more Dillinger-esque type. But you can check them out. They've got a MySpace. That's Whores, Whores, Whores. It's a good name. Or just Whores times 3.
X3.
Just check them out. Check them out. Do it.
Do it.
They're an English band, so, you know, we've got to support the English band. Yeah. Charlie.
Well.
Over to you.
Thing is, because we've already used the sample for the emo quote.
Yeah.
We're going to use it again, or we kind of come up with a new one for the recommendations if we're going to have them separately?
I don't know. I don't know. We haven't put much thought into this, have we, really?
Because I think we probably should.
We'll have a new quote. Have a new little sample.
Yeah. Maybe we could just get the Louis one.
He's the Louis one. The Louis one is so shit. I don't mind doing whatever.
Yeah.
Let's just see what we can do.
How about if we use this one? Yo, what the fuck? Is that cool?
Yo, what the fuck? What the fuck indeed are our recommendations of the week?
My first one, my email recommendation of the week is an old one. All those people who like those kind of like riffs should check this album out. It was released like 4 years ago or something, maybe even five. Maybe even six now, it's 2006. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's Thrice, Illusions of Safety. Here's, we're going to do a little sample.
Yeah, do a little sample. They need
recommendations.
To hear it.
They need you have to hear it. And here it is. Yeah, so that was See You in the Shallows. Is it Shallows?
Yeah.
Shallows. Classic song off a classic album with classic riffs. By a classic band. Podcast, sorry.
Don't. My emo recommendation of the week is... I'm really worried that we've done this as an emo quote before.
Well... Why don't you recommend the album?
Yeah, I'm recommending the album. Okay, the album is Hot Damn by Every Time I Die. I could equally recommend the first album, which I think was called Last Night in Town.
It was,
yeah. So, and like loads of bands that are coming out now, like Penknife.
Ripping them off.
Yeah, are like really, really... I didn't realise it, but they really are ripping Every Time I Die off so much. But here's a little snippet. Here's a little sample from that album, Hot Damn. Drag the lake! You'll find it full of love! Drag the lake! You'll find it full of love!
Go on, it's your recommendation.
Sorry, yeah. Every Time I Die, song is called Floater. Album's called Hot Damn. Check it out if you haven't already have. You better have. That's what it is. If you haven't already have, check it out. I make sense to myself, man. What's that?
Pardon me.
They know what I mean.
Anyway, time for non-emo.
Go.
Do you want to go first?
No, because I don't know what mine is yet. So I'm going to use the time where you're talking about yours to think about what mine is.
Okay, mine's going to be by M.I.A., she's from the UK / Sri Lanka. She lived in a mud hut for a while. And then she came back to England and went to Central St. Martin's, which is a very big art place, uni thing, which is very hard to get into. And it's
a university.
Yeah, as I said, the uni thing. It's a tune. It reminds me of... driving around London with Nathan here.
Like 12
and
people
Felix.
In the car.
Yeah. Those don't remind me of that.
The other time.
Yeah, right. I mean, she went down town.
Yeah. Hi, Felix. MIA.
Big up to Felix. Oh, yeah.
Big up. This is for Felix.
Yeah, it's for Felix. But we can't play the whole thing. Just only the sample.
Just the cheesy synth.
Okay.
Go.
There, go. Yeah, so that was a MIA with Baki Dangan. Love her. Don't actually love her, but I love that song. No. This is Nathan's non-emo recommendation. What is it, Nathan?
This is RJD2. He is a hip hop producer. But this album is a solo album. Why are you yawning, man? This is interesting. People want to know about this.
No, I was an actual yawn.
Oh,
it was
sorry.
Like a fake yawn.
Yeah, so anyway, RJD2, this was a solo album they brought out. And this song off that album is called Ghostwriter. Here's a little sample. Yes, that was RJD2, short little clip, song Ghostwriter. Check it out. It's kind of like hip-hop, but with some rapping and some of the tracks. Anyway.
Yeah, now it's time for our third song, which is going to be this. This is something to gasp about, and so glamour is tearing it. He is filthy as a We would have played a different song by them, but it would have been played on.
We'd like to thank Nature's Cure for this podcast.
Let's not turn into not actually is another emo podcast. Let's stay to stick with the.
I would quite like to thank Nature's Cure though.
Why have you been?
I suffer from acute acne. It comes as.
Nathan,
in form of a facial wash, which in two parts.
Just right, yeah. That was our last song. Are we gonna have a rant this week to finish off the show?
My rant's gonna be like this: what the fuck is with boys wearing mascara? Boys mascara, take it off. Rah! There we go. End of rant. That's it. Seriously, that's it. People know what I'm gonna say about it. They just need the little bit. They just need that's all they need, that tiny little bit. Because people know that it's wrong. People know. I'm not even going to go into it. This is me going into it. I'm not going into it.
Go into it.
No, because it should just not be done.
We've only done 23 minutes. Go into it.
Look, I'm not sexist, right? Yeah, if you want to wear mascara, that's great. It looks bad, though. And, you know, some things were made for women, some things were made for men.
Oh, by the way, it's not mascara.
Oh, it's eyeliner. Whatever it is, yeah. I don't know the technical term. because I don't do it.
Yeah, but didn't you used to wear black nail varnish?
No, that wasn't me.
You did.
No, that wasn't me.
You did. It's right here in your drawer. I'm holding it right now. Oh, that 17 fast finish black nail polish. No, see, you used to wear it too.
No.
So,
yes.
I think that that rant is void. No. Really.
Why?
Void.
You should have just left it at what I said before. Now you've made it into some big issue about...
No, because, yeah, but you can't slag someone off for, like, wearing makeup when
I'm
you
I'm not
used
slagging
to wear
them off. I'm just saying don't do it. It's not necessary. What do you gain? I realise, okay, I admit, I used to, right?
Yeah.
But then I realised, I was like, why am I doing this? This is really stupid, right? What do I gain from this? Girls, they gain from it. Men, just wearing eyeliner, they're like clowns. They're like evil clowns. There's just nothing to gain. Girls put it on, it looks good, yeah? Boys put it on, you're like a dickhead. You get battered. Not battered, that's hate crime. I'm not saying, no, you shouldn't get battered because that's a hate crime. I'm not into hate crimes. I could do a rant about hate crimes. Don't do a hate crime.
That's my rant on hate crimes.
I could just
don't do hate crimes.
I could just free flow. I could just free flow one rant to the next.
Well, I think you should save the hate crimes rant for next week.
I know that was it. Don't do hate crimes. That was my rant. Don't do hate crime.
Okay.
Are we finished now?
Yeah.
Okay. oh my God, who is this? It's Louis. It's Louis from the Obstacle Race. Come and say hello. Why have you come and knocked on the door, man? We're doing the podcast. What's your problem?
I didn't know.
What's your problem, man?
Don't record this.
Say hello. Say hello.
No, I don't want to.
All right, get out. This is the... shut up.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Do I want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup of tea, Charlie?
No, I'm fine.
I'll have a cup of tea. Thanks. Shut up, man.
We're not going to play a fourth song, are we?
No, we're not going to play a fourth song. We're just going to say Louis is a dick. Goodbye.